Hey cuties, happy Monday. Hope you're having a good Monday so far. Today everything's a little bit different. My most commonly asked question that I get like all over the place is, what's my big three? And I know my sun sign, I know I'm a Taurus, but I don't know my other ones. So today we're going to be hopping on a astrology calculator. I put in all of my info and I got my answer. So we're going to go through each of them. I'm going to read about them, learn a little bit more about myself, and yeah. I know people really want to know, so I'd love to share this with you all. So let's jump right into it. The first one's obvious. I'm a Taurus sun sign. I've known that forever. That's like the only one I do know. It's an earth element. I knew that. Ruled by Venus. I did not know that. The metal's copper, and the strength is patience. Yeah, I'm pretty patient. My weakness is stubbornness and explosiveness. I don't think I'm explosive, no. But I'm definitely stubborn. Stubborn, yeah, for sure, yeah. All right, characteristics. The sign of Taurus gives people who are born under it a calm and patient nature. Yeah, for sure. And a sense of appreciation for beauty and pleasant things in life. Yeah, I can see that, yeah. People born under the Taurus sign are often quite introverted, and they like to keep their distance, even from their best friends. I mean... I try not to be distant. I try my hardest not to be. But yeah, I can be a little bit standoffish at times and a little bit distant, yeah. Unfortunately. However, the reason for this is not their arrogance, thank God, but their inability to talk their problems over with someone. I feel a little called out, but that's fine. People born under the sign of Taurus are often very conservative, which is reflected in the behavior, dressing, and style of living. It's not possible to say that they're against anything modern, but they insist on high-quality materials, perfect design, and especially on values. This includes also the fact that these people need to feel secure for their happiness, and they use everything to help them feel this way. They know the value of things and property, and they put great effort into obtaining them, because they also want their children to enjoy security. I mean, but who doesn't want their kids to be secure, you know? I feel like that's every parent's whole bag, is trying to make sure their kids are taken care of. Alright, so if these people seem selfish, it's a mistaken idea, because they think very little of themselves, and are often very modest, but are driven by the idea of family to have the best. Emotional and family support is very important to them. They take good care of their children and are very attentive to older family members, without feeling like they're making sacrifices. I mean, yeah, this feels, I can see parts of this that feel accurate, sure. Oh, let's see. At work, these people are very accurate and reliable because they know what their duties are. They do not let laziness or other characteristics take over. I mean, try not to. Because people born under the sign of Taurus are born under the ruler of Venus, they have a very well-developed sense of art. Many people born under the sign are active artists, ranging from singers to architects. That feels weirdly accurate. These people care about their reputations, and even though they don't enjoy the work, they fulfill their obligations to a good standard. They can concentrate on the work in order not to waste unnecessary time that they may need for something they consider necessary for themselves. But they're not just dreamers. They know the value of money, and they can use it practically and prudently. I mean, like, on the whole, yeah, I mean, it seems pretty accurate. Yeah, that sounds like me. All right, let me see what Leo has. So my moon sign's Leo. So my Leo moon sign says, moon in Leo. You feel safe in the moments when you can impress others and get praise and admiration. Yet, when you get into the spotlight, you may find yourself at a loss. You probably have a desire for money and social status and have a strong ability to get it. Maybe you should try admitting your fears of criticism and your inability to accept criticism. Yeah. All right, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's probably super fair. It's very important to accept feedback and use it for improvement. Do not try to only make excuses for yourself. You have a talent for drama and creative activities, and because of your playfulness, you are likely very good with children. Yeah, I tend to be good with kids. Learn how to keep your distance, because you unnecessarily perceive everything either as a praise or as an insult. All right, so that's my Leo moon sign. What is a moon sign necessarily? Is that, I think so. Taurus is how you, I wish I could, let me go look and see. Cause what are each of those, like, what do they mean? You know, Like, now that I'm reading them, I'm like, wait, but what is moon? Like, what do they actually mean? Let me see. Okay, so moon. What does sun, moon, and ascendant mean? Yeah, like, what do they mean, though? All right, so the sun sign represents your ego and your motivation. The moon governs your emotional nature, and ascending or rising speaks to your energy that you put into the world. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So my sun, so Taurus, is my ego, and then moon is my emotional nature. So, all right, that makes sense. So my emotional nature is Leo. So I am, so this is, okay, yeah, okay. I can see these. I can see the things that they're telling me. Yeah, okay, maybe. I can, yeah, all right. I hate how weirdly accurate some of this is. All right, let me see. All right, so this is my Pisces sign, which is my ascendant sign. And I'm descendant in Virgo. I guess we'll read and see what that means. So my Pisces ascendant, so my personality is, the identity of the person with Pisces ascendant is also part of a larger whole. They may be a victim who is trying to escape from an adverse situation in various ways. They have an artistic soul and draw from their rich imagination and express themselves creatively. Or they can be a savior who dedicates their lives to serving others, who tries to alleviate their suffering. And so that, so let me, so what was, so that would be the energy that I put into the world. Yeah, okay, yeah. How is this so weirdly accurate? This is crazy. This is, I don't know. I've never really, like, read too deeply, but it is a little bit nuts how, like, on the nose some of the stuff is. I don't love admitting that, but yeah. Okay, let me see what my Virgo descending is then. Virgo descending. Their willingness to make sacrifices can lead to abuse by others. People with Pisces on ascendants have to learn to distinguish and make rational conclusions in advance of defining their boundaries. Yeah, I guess that's true, yeah. If you have Virgo descendant, you might prefer to let your partner take care of practical matters and live a spiritual life. Then you should not be surprised that your partner thinks that you're unreliable and maybe you're so idealistically focused that you reject new partners because he or she does not meet your requirements, or you want to save others to serve them. Yeah. Your partner may seem critical or skeptical. Be grateful to others for helping you bring system into your chaos. Yeah, okay. Orderly relationships with firm boundaries are the best for you, even though it might feel like your freedom is in jeopardy. Setting boundaries will be very helpful for you. Yeah, okay. Wow, that is crazy. It's crazy how accurate that was. That's nuts. All right, I'm gonna give my big six because apparently some people can ascertain stuff based on my big six. I don't know what they are, so I'm just gonna give it to you all and you can make heads or tails of it. So my big six is, I have an ascendant Pisces, my sun is Taurus, my moon is Leo, my Mercury is Aries, my Venus is Taurus, and then my Mars is Aries. I don't know what Mercury, Venus, and Mars, maybe Mars has to do with fighting or how you like combat people. I don't know. Mars is like, I'm just thinking from my mythology. It's like Venus is like how you love. So I love like a Taurus. I don't know. And then Mercury, I don't know what Mercury would be. That's how I deliver messages. How I communicate. It's probably how I communicate. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Mercury is probably communication. Venus is probably love. Mars is probably conflict. If I just had to make a wild guess. But yeah, probably someone in the comments who has way more knowledge in astrology could probably help me out. But yeah, no, that's really cool. It says like some stuff is in houses. I don't know what all that means. Yeah, I don't know. Some stuff is like in the first house or the second. I don't know what that means. But yeah, if someone could tell me what that means, I'm super down to learn. I'm very interested. I've not actually given this like a fair enough shake, I feel like. So it's nice to actually read through it and be like, yeah, wow, that is pretty accurate. I hope you enjoyed learning a little bit about me with me, and I hope you have a great rest of your Monday. If you want to put your big three down below, we can compare our big threes and see how everything lines up. But yeah, I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you later. Bye now.